I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has added 8 counties to the list of those with deer feeding and attractant bans. I'll share the names of the new 8 counties and why the ban is necessary when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Minnesota DNR has added 8 counties to a deer feeding and attractant ban to reduce the risk of chronic wasting disease spread. That was necessary after CWD was detected in wild deer in new areas of the state last year. The feeding and attractant ban is one tool the agency has to reduce unnatural congregating of deer to help lower the risk of CWD spreading. The new counties added to the feeding and attractant ban are Anoka, Clay, Ramsey, Sherburne, Steele, Traverse, Wilkin, and Wright counties. That means the ban now includes a total of 32 Minnesota counties, and it remains in effect in all of them. A map of the feeding and attractant ban area is available on the DNR website. Go to mndnr.gov/CWD/feedban. In areas outside the ban, the DNR recommends that the public not feed deer. Citizens interested in helping deer should focus on habitat improving efforts. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.